Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Rob Seachin. How are you, Rob?
I'm great.
And Rob is the CEO of New Edge Wealth. Here's what I want to say. Not everyone in the world has heard about this, but people I have heard of, I have spoken with who've heard about it, say it's a completely different model, and it's very targeted towards CEOs, entrepreneurs, executives.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you talk? You are, Rob, in a highly competitive market. How do you differentiate yourself?
You're right. It is a highly competitive market. There's a lot of firms that do wealth management. There's a lot of firms that do wealth management for high net worth individuals, family offices, institutional clients, the type of clients we serve. And if you think about the roster of clients that we would target, it's corporate executives, it's successful entrepreneurs, family offices, generational wealth in families, and then institutions, because that's become an important part of how we deliver advice to the other parts of the ecosystem. This is foundations, endowments, private equity firms, and private equity professionals. And, you know, when I think about how we've built our model, it is absolutely a disruption model. This is not your old foundational way of doing wealth management. Don't think stodgy private banks. In fact, don't even think large wirehouses that have private wealth businesses. Completely different than that. What we are coming in to try to do is sit on the same side of the table as the client and be a customer of the street. And by being a customer of the street, you expand the menu, you better price, you wrap it and take advantage of some of the finest technology out there, in which you can deliver is an experience to a client that has a lot of structural advantage. In fact, Robert, if I were to say to you, you've just sold your business, or you're a corporate executive and you're really, really wealthy, wouldn't you want to avail yourself to the ideas, the best ideas that every firm has to offer? Because let's just be honest, no one firm has a monopoly on great ideas, products, or services. And so what we've done is we've created a platform, we've created an ecosystem that drives better outcomes. Ultimately, that's what it's all about, is achieving better outcomes through superior planning, differentiated access, differentiated insight, we think better advice.
So let's take one at a time. Let's take CEOs, maybe part of your core bread and butter. What challenges do you think right now CEOs are facing from a financial investing perspective? And we know that they don't want to spend all their time focused on that, but they want their portfolio to perform right. And they also have restricted stock, 144, 145, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Boils down to complexity and time. Too much complexity, not enough time for this type of audience. And, you know, I've spent my entire career working with this audience, and some of the most respected CEOs and entrepreneurs in the industry, even some people that work in and around finance, where you would have the assumption that they are wildly sophisticated about what they're doing personally. You know, whether it relates to corporate compensation structures, deferred comp, retirement plans, life insurance, stock options, and the whole litany of things that they have to think about, asset location, asset allocation. You know, when you think about it, they do not have the time or the inclination, because most of their success is ingrained in the success of their company, to focus on their personal affairs. And it almost becomes like a shoemaker's shoes situation. And when you think about why wealthy families set up family offices, and really what we are is a multifamily office construct, right? Mm. And they do that to expand the menu, better price, create access, create better outcomes. That's why they do it. And so what we've done is we've done that in a framework that allows any corporate executive, really any wealthy business person, to extract all the benefits of having their own family office without creating more of a headache because they have to run that structurally. And so that is what we've done. I think where the big firms struggle to do that is they've reached an inflection point where they can no longer keep pace with the needs of this type of client demographic. They're more a one-size-fits-all approach to the business with some curation, some customization, but really not a bespoke delivery. And part of that has to do with risk management on their part. I don't care if you're a private bank or an ultra-high-net-worth firm that's a branded big firm. They have to manage to the lowest common denominator. And so whether that's the lowest common denominator client or whether that's the lowest common denominator advisor, right, in a regulatory framework that's really quite own risk, that their main objective is firm protection, it's not client advocacy. That's number one. Number two, I guess we just don't believe in one-stop shopping. When I was at these firms, I was really not an advisor. I was a product salesperson disguised as an advisor because I could only represent the products that that firm had to offer. Yes, there was some open architecture, but there was so much heavy curation that you couldn't select the best of everything. So just take lending as an example. If you were looking for a mortgage and you truly wanted to do what was best for the client, you'd shop a multitude of banks and make sure that that client felt that you had represented their interest in every one of these relationships, these two-way market relationships. And there's so many examples beyond investing where a two-way marketplace betters outcome. So when I think about it, you can rest assured when you're with NewEdge, which, by the way, is not some small firm. The aggregate assets of our company are $150 billion. The wealth business is $30 billion. That's focused on individuals and institutions. In the family business is $10 billion within that ecosystem. And it's, so you're still picking a very safe choice, but it's a safe choice that avails you to an entire ecosystem that you can put in competition with one another to, again, better the advice. So we are sitting with you as we face that ecosystem. And remember, these are clients that their main mindset is, how do I protect my family? Most of these people that we work with have or will have more money than they will consume in a lifetime. And when I sit from in the seat that I'm in today, and I look back at where I was, and I'm truly honest with myself, I know that we were not truly open architecture before, right? We were not, because I couldn't reach out to as many places as I do today and change outcomes. I think if you have a client and they're looking at a wirehouse, they need to dig deeper and ask, how is that wirehouse or larger firm or private bank being compensated? What is the vetting process and who's performing that function? A lot of times it's a very young person who's new to the seat. Are the managers that they are bringing, or are the solutions that they are bringing, geared towards that audience? Not a broad audience, that audience. And When you can access that in a way where you see everything, I will tell you that the solution will be different 95% of the time, better in each vertical. But if you add up the sum of all that, it's going to create a significant difference for this audience. We are entering into a low return world. So clients have to not only use our ecosystem to be different, they have to think differently. And what does that look like? Well, in a low return world, you know, you got to do the plain vanilla and you got to do it really well. Well, what is the plain vanilla? Well, if you're an index, and many clients believe in indexing, you want to do tax loss harvesting. If you're an index, you might want to put some risk management on top of that index because you can ill afford in a major drop. It's going to take a lot to get back. So what you want to do is smooth out the path traveled. You also want to make sure you've heard this concept of being a stock picker. Well, what does that really mean? It means being risk minded. You've seen in the latest earnings releases that if a company misses earnings, it's punished three times the rate as it has been historically. So you want to be mindful of mitigating those misses. We have technology, know-how, we have resource that helps mitigate that. So that's on the plain vanilla side.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to ask what everyone wants to know. What is Rob's advice on investing in 2023? Back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Rob Seachin, who is the CEO of New Edge Wealth. And what's interesting is they have a very different type model that is truly customized to CEOs. So what advice do you have? You know, let's say, for example, you had someone, I just sold my business. I just got $80 million. And now I'm saying, what do I do in this crazy market? What is your advice to that person, that entrepreneur?
So if you just had a transaction, I would tell you, you have to hit the pause button first. And the reason you have to hit the pause button first is you need to spend some time up front identifying the target you're shooting at. Because to achieve a proper financial outcome, you know, with anything with a dollar sign in front of it, really what you have to do is understand what the objective is. And so few firms start with the objective, they tend to lead with the solution. And the solution becomes clear when you know the objective.
And that's just what you were saying about your differentiator is everyone is talking products. When you're talking, you're building the relationship and having the open architecture to deliver whatever they need.
You know, to do this successfully, you have to be a process engineer, really. And each part of the process matters, and each part of the process helps dictate a higher probability outcome. So whether that's data intake, understanding client needs and objectives, understanding market landscape, positioning, how to take that positioning and really make the allocation effective for the time that we're in, which is really the question you're asking, and I'll get to that, but then constantly stay on top of it. And what we find is that oftentimes investors can be very successful at one part of that, maybe two parts of that. But this is a virtuous ecosystem that when you do it right, it helps build on itself and again drive better outcomes. So when I think about where we are today, let's presume that we've done all that and we know where we want to position, but we're trying to assess the context of where we are in the market. And where we are is in a very difficult place. I think many people are going to be seduced by what has worked over the last 10 years. And we don't think the past is prologue. And there's a reason for that. And it basically centers around the fact that we are in a completely different policy regime than we have been. We're in a completely different interest rate backdrop than we have been. We're in an environment where, whether you call it structural or Fed-induced, we have inflation. And that inflation is the greatest threat to our long-term prosperity. The Fed knows this, and they do not want to repeat the mistakes of Arthur Burns in the 70s and pause and reignite inflation. So what I think is going to happen as we look out prospectively, there are always going to be cheap assets. Always. In any market environment, you can find something that's cheap, attractive, is going to drive a better outcome.
You clearly have a model that's highly targeted towards the entrepreneur selling their business. And that's where I guess you start working with them after they sell their company.
Not necessarily. That's not true. In fact, we understand the benefits of investing in a relationship, you know, before there's an opportunity there. We're a successful company, and we know that many of these executives would say to us, well, where were you when I really needed you? And
we're about to cut into time. So I want to ask, number one, if a CEO entrepreneur is interested, what's the website they go to?
So it's www.newedgewealth.com.
I could have almost guessed that. Final question. You only have a little over a minute left, but you coached your kids a lot and helped them. Talk about what you learned from them as a coach, because now you're coaching clients and you're coaching all of the executives.
You know, life advice, everything's about what you can incorporate into making better decisions and driving better outcomes. You know, I love being a dad. I have four beautiful children, and I have their extended friend family is what I would say. And I coached many of them, and it's one of the most rewarding things I've done in my life. We had a lot of success on the playing field, probably punched above our weight quite a bit, and passion has a lot to do with that. I don't want to discount passion, but what I'm most proud of is seeing those kids become successful adults. We have some professional athletes that were in that group. We had many Division I athletes, and in several cases, I've hired those kids here. And what I love about their attitude and their approach to the business is they are brutally hard workers. And I think that if I had to say what sports has done for them, it's teach them how to get knocked down and get back up again. And it's taught them that hard work equals success. And everything that we do is taking something off the plate of our client and helping them do it better. One last thing I'd like to close on, Robert, if you'll allow me, is that I was an advisor my entire professional career until just recently. I, you know, became CEO of this company, and boy, has it been a blast being a CEO. Love motivating people. But this firm was built by advisors for advisors and their clients. We understand that we have to have a client first mentality. And, you know, I think that we are not a firm first mentality here, because we know that the net present value of doing the right thing is going to be great for our company. So leave it at that.
There you have it. Rob, I want to say what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bill George. How are you, Bill?
I'm great. It's great. It's a privilege to be here with you.
Yeah, and Bill is, you know, we've already interviewed before. Bill is a true icon on leadership, which is what everyone is looking to now, because the leadership paradigm has significantly changed, especially over the past few years. And what's interesting, most of you know him from Medtronic. He is also the executive fellow at Harvard Business School. But a book, True North, that he wrote and we spoke about in the past, has been revised, but completely revised, working with Zach Clayton. And now it has a digital, very now and future focus. So first, let's just, before we get to that book, just first talk about what you learned in leadership when you led Medtronic for all those years, and then what you learned from a director perspective. And I know you've been on Goldman Sachs, ExxonMobil, Target, Novartis, a lot of boards.
Well, I went through a bit of a crucible, if you will, mid-career when I was at Honeywell, because I wasn't passionate about the purpose of the company, but I was kind of grabbing for that brass ring, trying to become CEO, even changing and wearing cufflinks, which I don't wear, to try to impress everyone. And I realized I wasn't being real, and I wasn't excited about the business per se. I was more excited about the greatness of the company and the title. And I finally came to myself. I had a reconciliation. I talked to my wife and wound up deciding to go to a much smaller company in Medtronic, which then was a mid-sized company, about $750 million in sales. And it turned out to be the best decision in my life, because at Medtronic, we came together with a mission of restoring people to full life and health that everyone cared about, a set of values I could buy into. And I carried that with me for my 12 years at Medtronic and tried to spread that word to everyone I came to, and spend most of my time with employees and customers, doctors, and operating rooms. But I can tell you it was just a great opportunity. And I was privileged to be a part of a company that was growing very rapidly. I think we grew at around 18% for 20 years for my predecessor all the way through my successor. And that was an exciting time, too, because the company really came into its own. Now it's a very large company, $32 billion in sales, but still holding true to that mission of restoring people to full life and health.
So use the word, I'd say, authenticity. And you are the one who really brought the concept of True North into the lexicon of business. Talk about those concepts and what they mean today, because I think there's a significant change of importance in them.
There's a huge change going on. I can tell you back in the days, the late 1990s, early 2000s, this was not the order of the day. It was all about command and control leaders. It was mostly all white males. Who was the most powerful person in the room? Who was the smartest person in the room? Things have changed dramatically since then. And I wrote my first book, 2003, called Authentic Leadership, because I felt like we needed a new kind of leader, that you didn't have to be charismatic. You didn't have to be all powerful. You had to be real. You had to be genuine. And those days, surprisingly, this was a new idea. Today, people aren't going to work for you unless you're authentic. No one wants to work for a phony. No one wants to work for somebody who's out for himself and really is self-interested and doesn't care about other people. So today, that leadership has changed dramatically. And more recently, the crises we face with COVID, now pending, war in Ukraine and potential recession, supply chain shortages, 11 million jobs open and only 5 million unemployed, relatively speaking. So it's a whole different world. Employees have agency today. And so how you lead has to change. You have to know today, first, you have to be authentic. You have to be genuine. But you also have to lead with a deep sense of purpose. And I think the challenge of today's leaders is not making the numbers. That's a lot easier to do than it is to get everyone aligned around a central purpose and a set of values, like we were at Medtronic. And I think this is the question everyone's raising, is how can I find some place to work where I buy into the purpose and its values match my own? And if you can find that congruence, you'll have a great organization that will perform very well for the long term.
Let's talk about the concept of reputation, which is maybe the next level of authenticity. What is your take on reputation personally for the CEO, how that ties into reputation for the organization as well?
Well, the CEO today, like it or not, because I sell CEOs in our new CEO program at Harvard, You're a public figure, and your reputation, you represent the company wherever you go. Whether you like it or not, that's your job. And you have to do that with integrity. You have to do it with a clear moral compass that you know who you are and how you're leading. And people can see that. They can see your values. They can see your caliber. That shows through, and that reflects on the company. And you need to be out there and representing your company in so many different ways. So I urge CEOs to make sure that their personal lives, their activities are aligned with this sense of reputation, character, and moral compass.
You know, it's interesting because you're always the teacher. You were first the operator when you said, you know, from Honeywell, then you moved to Medtronic, and you built this authenticity. But what I'm wondering, and then, of course, you're teaching at Harvard and all the future leaders and current leaders as well. Who have you learned from? Is there any leader, especially over the past few years, who you've looked to and you said, I've learned a lot from that person?
Well, I've been blessed with having many wonderful mentors in my life. Unfortunately, a number of them died. One of them was Warren Bennis, who adopted me, who was the father of leadership, whereas Peter Drucker was the father of management. And Warren adopted me, and unfortunately, he passed away about 7 years ago. He asked me to kind of carry on his ideas about leadership. And interesting enough, a mentor does not have to be older. I've learned so much from our dean at Harvard Business School, Denton Noria, who is my closest colleague there, about humanity, about wisdom, and about leadership. So we learn from people of all stages in life. Now I'm learning for the new leaders coming up. I can't tell you the inspiration I've had from a woman like Mary Barra at General Motors or Indra Nooyi at PepsiCo. We have some very diverse leaders who are doing a fantastic job. And so having the privilege of interviewing these people and seeing what they're doing is very inspiring, because today's leaders are very different than they were in my generation. And I think much better leaders. But honestly, it's a much more challenging job. To be a leader today is far more challenging than when I was CEO 20 years ago. So I tell leaders, you know, it's going to be rough out there. But you need to stand up and stand for something. And I get particularly upset when I see leaders who don't have that moral compass and are kind of drifting. As Jim Burke, the famous CEO of J&J, said, who recalled Tylenol, he said, without a moral compass, you will swim in chaos. And unfortunately, leaders that don't know their true north are swimming in chaos.
When you talk about a true north, like you mentioned Mary Barra, I interviewed her about a year ago, and she was telling me a lot about her whole idea to become the most inclusive company in the world. Right now, inclusion is critical, for everyone is trying to build this whole culture. What is your take as the secret to that?
First of all, I want to say Mary Barra is a great leader. She's one of my former students before she was CEO, and I'm staying in regular touch with her. She had a really tough job pulling General Motors out of bankruptcy, but more important, changing a culture which was moribund and always looked internally, very political. And she's changed that to an outward-looking culture. She put markers down like zero defects, zero congestion, zero accidents. Pretty amazing what she has done, and inspired people along those lines. And so I think Mary is a fantastic leader. But you mentioned inclusion. I think everyone today is talking diversity, and I think it's not about diversity. We have a diverse workforce. Now the question is, how does everyone feel included? Why were women excluded for so long? What about BIPOC population? How about immigrants? Somebody like Satya Nadella is running Microsoft. We need to open the door and include everyone and offer them a sense of belonging. I feel like I really belong to this Medtronic or to General Motors, whatever your organization is, because if you don't have that, that's when you're going to see people resigning and moving to something else where they feel a greater sense of purpose.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Bill George. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America, and we're talking about the concept of True North and how it's changed. When we come back, we're going to talk about capitalism and how True North is integrated into the new capitalism model. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's Data Cable Superstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we are privileged to be with Bill George, who is a true iconic thought leader and practitioner on the very concept of leadership. And I want to talk about capitalism and how that ties into what you brought to the world, which is True North. And, you know, about maybe 2 weeks ago or so, I was speaking with Alan Murray, and he also has a great book out about the future of capitalism. And interestingly, he has a daily blog, one of my favorite that I read. And I read, there you are, talking about it right there. Capitalism has completely changed from what it was 30, 20, even 10 years ago. Talk about how True North ties into what you might call stakeholder capitalism, conscious capitalism. There's a lot of new names for it.
Well, first of all, I would say I'm a fervent capitalist, but I would also recognize capitalism needs boundaries. If it doesn't have boundaries, you get off track, like we had in the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, triggered by the banks collapse. And it was not just Lehman, but a lot of banks collapsed in that time frame. So if you don't have a sense of your true north, if you're only out to make money for yourself, your true north is who you are at your deepest level. It's your most deepest beliefs, your values and principles you lead by, and where you find joy and satisfaction in life. If you don't lead that way, you could take your company way off track and get caught up with money, fame, and power, which are the three great seducers. And we've seen so many people go that way. It's a great tragedy. But capitalism itself is the greatest wealth producer the world has ever known. Yes, I believe in philanthropy. We try to give money away, a significant amount of our net worth. But that only comes from we've been blessed with earning money through capitalism. Now, I think there's a basic problem today. One of the two great problems of the world today, climate change, income inequality. And we've seen this separation between the top and the bottom. Everyone's worried about CEO salaries, and I would admit they're very high. But the real issue is that the people doing the frontline work, the production workers, the people that serve you on places, the engineers creating products, and all the sales and service people, these are the frontline employees. They have not seen their income grow, whereas senior executives have seen theirs grow dramatically. So we've had this disparity. And I think we need to ensure through capitalism that everyone flourishes. Everyone can be middle class. As Henry said, Ford said with the Model T, going to give everyone $5 a day. But that was a lot in those days. But he wanted to make sure that people can make enough money to buy their cars. And I think we need to bring up the frontline workers and compensate them, but also realize and value them for the work they're doing, that they hold the key to the success of capitalism.
And how do CEOs know when they should speak up and when they shouldn't? If they should get involved with Ukraine on social issues, you mentioned two issues that are important to you. When should a CEO speak up, and when are they crossing the line and not representing their company?
It's the number one question CEOs ask me. When should I speak out on public issues? If you go back 20 years, no one was speaking out except maybe a handful of people. Most people felt, I'm going to keep my head down and do my job. You can't do that. Bob Chapek tried that at Disney. And he wasn't representing his own employees, and then he got caught in a backlash and a whipsaw between both sides because he didn't have a clear sense of his moral compass, and he wasn't willing to speak out. Today, your employees expect you to be out there for them. I live in Minneapolis where George Floyd was murdered 3 years ago, and I remember 2 years ago, excuse me, I remember very vividly when that happened. And any CEO in this city who didn't speak out on behalf of their employees, their black employees, but all their employees, and have a plan to create a more diverse workforce, a more inclusive workforce, was not going to make it. And so CEOs were expected. But you can't speak out on everything. So I think it comes back to your mission and values. If there's a healthcare issue, the CEO of Medtronic needs to speak out on that. If it's a values issue, if your employees are being unfairly treated by external circumstances, racism and other factors, then I think you are required to speak out as CEO and be there for your customers and your employees. But you can't speak out on everything, so you have to choose the places carefully that are really important to you and your company.
So what shouldn't you speak out on?
Well, I got myself in trouble saying if I were, you know, in China, I'm not sure. I think what the Chinese have done to the Uyghurs is not good, but I wouldn't speak out on that issue as a CEO. You got to decide where you want to go on this and what's important to you. If voting rights are important, you should speak out, but you have to decide, is that important? And so I think it goes right to the heart. There's no generic that speak on this, don't do it on that. You know, I know people are advising President Biden how to run the economy. I wouldn't speak out on that because I'm not an expert on it, nor do I think most CEOs are.
Okay, here's I think the number one question at the epicenter of everything about leadership. You talk true north about being authentic, and you say that this goes into your deepest beliefs. Now, you get caught up working as an executive 2-3 decades, sometimes it becomes foggy to see through and ferret out what are your true beliefs. How do you dig down and find systemically what your true beliefs and your true north is?
That's a great question. I think to know your true north, you have to process your life story. You have to frame your life story so you can see it in a context, not poor me, but really understand who you are. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people try to jump into leadership and they don't know who they are. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook's a good example of someone who's done that. Then I think we all face difficult times, what I in my book term crucibles, the most difficult time you've ever faced. I shared one of mine leaving Honeywell when I thought I was on the way to the top, but I was also miserable. And, you know, so I think we go through difficult times and we've got to own that. But it's that when everything gets stripped away, all the pretense and titles and all that and power, you realize, you look yourself in the mirror and say, who am I? And you only are helped to do that if you get feedback from people around you. And I think that's critical, that you have truth tellers that will help you see who you are. Otherwise, you have so many blind spots. You can't see yourself as you really are.
And there you have it. Bill, a real pleasure having you as a guest again on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate being here.
And everyone, you know, I will say it. You might as well go out, buy the new copy of True North. This is with Zach Clayton as well. And it's the concept, but it's very different because it's all about digital world and it's all about what's happening in leadership today. And more than anything, go back to your roots, find out who you are, go back to your history and be yourself.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.